Now it's time for our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill in the blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Luke and Paula each have 2. Roxanne has 3.
All right. Here we go. We have flipped a coin, and Paula has elected to go second. So, Luke, you're up first. Fill in the blank. During a meeting on Wednesday, President Trump called on Congress to make substantial changes to America's blank laws.
Gun.
Right. This week, officials at the UN accused North Korea of sending chemical weapon supplies to blank.
Syria.
Right. On Monday, the Supreme Court declined to consider a White House request to allow President Trump to end the blank program.
DACA.
Right. On Wednesday, rideshare giant blank announced a new service to help people get to the doctor.
Uber.
Right. A man in California was charged with a DUI after police caught him blanking on a Los Angeles freeway.
Singing karaoke.
Riding a horse. On Sunday, a 15-minute dance party closed out the 2018 blanks.
Winter Olympics.
Right. On Wednesday, Pizza Hut dethroned Papa John's as the official pizza of blank.
The NFL.
Right. Police in Pennsylvania were able to easily identify a man suspected of stealing meatballs thanks to blank.
The sauce that was all over his face.
Exactly right. A man named Lehman Potter broke into his neighbor's garage and swiped an entire crock pot of meatballs.
After getting the call. Who's cooking meatballs in their garage,
well,
by
you know,
the way?
Put it out there. Maybe just put it out there to cool. Who knows? After getting the call, cops rushed to the scene where they found Potter standing on the front porch, covered in marinara sauce. Officers charged him with burglary, trespassing, and theft, and say they expect all the charges to stick, as this is the first time they've ever caught a criminal red-handed, red-mouthed, and red-pantsed. How did Luke do in our quiz?
Almost perfect. 7, right? 14 more points.
Okay.
Can they catch a total of 16?
All right. Good one. Well done, Luke. All right, Paula, you're up next. Fill in the blank. In a series of tweets on Wednesday, President Trump called out Attorney General blank.
Sessions.
Right. On Sunday, the production company co-founded by disgraced producer blank announced it was filing for bankruptcy.
Weinstein.
Right. After he was spotted in the crowd double-fisting beers at a 9 a.m. match, the husband of a Canadian Olympic curler released a statement saying blank.
It's really the only way I can watch the game.
No. He said, quote, I'm not a drunk, I'm just Canadian. This week, a group of doctors reported seeing an uptick in nose jobs from people hoping to make their blanks look better.
License photo.
Their selfies look better. On Wednesday, music streaming service Blank filed plans for an IPO scheduled for later this month.
These are much harder than Luke's. what's the music streaming service? I don't even know the name of it. Spotify.
Spotify, yeah.
Yeah, it just came to me.
Yeah. A mail carrier in Florida has found herself in hot water after refusing to deliver mail to blank.
Nudists.
You're exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you knew that one. For months, the unidentified mail carrier has refused to even enter the nudist colony because she's offended by their, quote, naked lifestyle. The furious nudists have taken the issue up with the Postal Service and say they hope to have a resolution soon. But have no fear. UPS says it will continue to make deliveries regardless of the size, shape, or age of your package. Bill, how did Paula do in our quiz?
Well, she got 4 right, 8 more points, a total of 10. That's not so bad, Paula.
So in a few moments, once she's won, how many will Roxanne have gotten right?
Seven is hard.
All right.
She already knew what she had to have to win.
I know.
She's there with an abacus there on the table.
All right, Roxanne, this is for the game, fill in the blank. On Thursday, the Dow dropped over 500 points after Trump announced blanks on steel and aluminum.
Tariffs.
Right. On Monday, the California Democratic Party declined to endorse senior senator blank.
Dianne Feinstein.
Right. On Monday, the Department of Education said it would investigate Michigan State University's handling of Larry Nassar, a former doctor for the blank.
For the U.S. gymnastics team.
Right. After a night of partying in West Virginia, a man woke up to find he had blanked.
A $1,600 Uber ride to New Jersey.
Exactly right. A new report from the CDC found that 1 in 14 women blank during pregnancy.
Drank.
No, smoked. On Monday, a judge ruled that Pharma Bro blank would be held responsible for over $10 million in corporate losses.
Martin Shricky?
Yeah, Martin Schroer is good enough.
Yeah, okay.
After losing thousands of dollars, a man in Michigan is warning other consumers to avoid blanking.
Bitcoin.
No, they should not attempt to buy a monkey online. According to a man named Don Abrego, he didn't just want a monkey, he, quote, needed a monkey. It was like a monkey on his back. That's why He went online to find a breeder who said he would ship one to Michigan. $4,000 later, Abrego realized he was being scammed. He's now dedicated himself to making sure other people don't make the same mistake. Bill, did Roxanne do well enough to win?
Close.
Oh.
Five right, 10 more Ooh. Points, total of 13. That means Luke has won.
Oh, congratulations, Luke.
It's the Jesse Dickens.
Luke. 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 Luke.